You are listening to the audio production of Say Good, speaking across hot topics, complex relationships, and tense situations by Ashley Island, with foreword written and read by Sam Acho, and published by NAV Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by the author. This book is for those who have gone before me, in life or in wisdom. My grandmother, Eddie, who spoke with strength and conviction, humor and ease. My mom, Vicky, who talks with the same confidence and grace today that she did in rooms where she was the one and only. My ancestors, who chose to speak at all and anyway, in spite of the cotton fields soaked with unspeakable horrors. Your words, your lives mattered. Because of your words and by God's grace, I exist. And finally, these words are offered in loving memory of three men I miss very much. Jared C. Wilkins, my friend, a minister of the gospel who bridged canyons with his faith. Ryan J. Holmes, my cousin, a sweet soul and faithful protector of our earthly freedoms. Sidney Holmes Sr., my father, a man of God, an upholder of integrity, truth, and righteousness. I miss you more than any good words could describe.
Foreword by Sam Acho, author, speaker, ESPN analyst. Recently, I've been at a loss for words, and I can't quite figure out why. I've encountered a myriad of issues, both personal and professional, at home and abroad, and I haven't known what to do. I've known what I think and how I feel, but I haven't known if, when, and how to get the words out. And then I met Ashley, and something changed. I became free. I saw Ashley use her voice, and that gave me the courage to use mine. Ashley is a leader in every sense of the word. She steps into spaces that need to be filled and lights up places that are full of darkness. Ashley is courageous, and I admire that. She's also a giver, and this book is a good gift. It's a reminder that we each have influence and opportunity. The opportunity to bring hope to hurting people and light to dark places. To be present, to grow, the chance to live, lead, learn, and love, the ability to speak. Speak. At the end of the day, this is what Ashley is asking us to do. We all have a voice. Whether we use it is up to us. Have you ever been afraid to share your thoughts? Maybe you were afraid of potential repercussions. Maybe you fear that you didn't have what it took, that you were not enough. We've all been afraid. Even as I write these words, pieces of me feel fear. I'm afraid that I've missed my moment, that I'll mess up, that I'm not enough, or that I'm too much. So I don't speak. That is, I didn't speak until now. Ashley's words, teamed with the foundational and actionable steps she outlines here, are just the tools you and I need to use our voices to speak. I needed this book. Better yet, I needed Ashley. Her voice, her care, her willingness to be used for the kingdom of God. As I read this book, I was changed. It was as if my fears began fading away. Ashley's voice has a way of doing that for people, of healing damaged thought processes and replacing them with food for the soul. Her words are a gentle but urgent reminder that we are more than what we give ourselves credit for, and that every one of our life's experiences has led us to this moment, to letting go of our fears and holding on to the truth. To say good, you must be willing to feel the fear of the moment and replace it with something deeper, a faith that better days are ahead and that we are on this earth to help usher in these better days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?